Father, we come before you with open hearts to hear your word. Be with us this morning as we share in communion together. Be with those who cannot be with us today. Be with those who are on Zoom. We pray that our lives will glorify you. In your name, amen. So those who were following Jesus followed him after the manna, the bread, and the fish were multiplied many times. They followed him over across the Sea of Galilee because they wanted more material. They wanted the material bread that Jesus had miraculously shared with them earlier, thinking if he gave us bread to survive this day, he will give us bread to survive again. And they really hoped that Jesus was willing to provide bread for them every day. They were becoming selfish. They were feeling as though if indeed Jesus would provide it today, he will provide it tomorrow, and they definitely should receive that bread. And Jesus was clarifying the meaning of his miracles, and for the first time he shared, "I am the bread of life." Jesus was encouraging the people to lift their eyes onto spiritual realities, not leading them into selfishness. I deserve this. I should get this. Jesus had an agenda, and his agenda was totally his Father's agenda, and his will was to fill his Father's will. Theologian Bruce wrote, "What they wanted, he would not give. What he offered, they would not receive." So it was a trying time. I'll be reading from John 6, starting at verse 41. At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven." Just a pause, that word grumble. Oh, so human, right? If it doesn't go our way, the first thing we do is grumble. Verse 42, they said, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came from heaven? They were doubting him. Stop grumbling among yourselves, Jesus answered. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Jesus encourages us to not be consumed with things, as all things will pass away. That was his encouragement to the people then as well. He was sharing, come to me. He calls, come to me and be concerned with eternal rewards. All who believe in Jesus will have everlasting life. And he claimed his heavenly origins. Again, he continued to call for believers to come to him. You may want to pick up a little pencil or a pen. I'm going to give you all the verses in this chapter where Jesus shared that he came from heaven. So John 6, verse 33, 38, and 41, 50, 51 and 58. Six times he declares to the people, I am the Son of God, I am the bread of life. And yet, the grumbling continued. The whispering started. The judging of Jesus commenced. He heard the murmurs and the whispers among the people. The Jewish leaders were saying, how can you be a human sent from heaven? We actually know your mother and father. And Jesus knew that God was drawing people to him. No matter what was being said, people were being drawn to him. He has seen God, the Father, and he knows that God is drawing people to him. In verse 45, it reads, and they will all be taught by God. Basically, it's a restatement of Isaiah 54, verse 13, that says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. We were given hope in God thousands of years ago. I love that it is written, all your children shall be taught by the Lord. There is hope for our future. We have a job to do, right? Teaching our children. Peace shall be passed on to your children. It's a remarkable promise, a life-giving promise. No matter your race, your gender, your finances, everyone will be loved by God. Everyone will have the opportunity to receive his grace. Jesus called on the people to believe that he was the true living bread of life. He proceeded with loving kindness whenever he was sharing. He didn't take the time to badmouth those who were talking bad about him. He moved forward in loving kindness. Jesus was drawing others through powerful and moral attraction. I pray for our leaders. I pray for our leaders that they move forward in loving kindness with strong moral attraction. In today's world, we often hear, do what makes you feel happy. You got to believe in yourself. We are led to believe that we should know that all things are up to us. Well, those that hold on to those beliefs may not maintain happiness. Humans fail. Leaders fail. But those who turn from God don't receive his grace. It's a harsh reality. When you turn from God, you are not receiving his grace. Being selfish and looking within ourselves will only misdirect us. We must look up and look toward Jesus in all situations. It is so good to be reminded of that and to learn more about that every Sunday morning. Maybe we each of us starts each morning with a devotion that reminds us of that. Look to Jesus. With Jesus' heart's change, learning about Jesus and his special relationship with God allows our faith in him to grow. Jesus is necessary for spiritual and eternal life, just as bread is necessary for our physical life. Be working throughout the day to know Jesus. Trust in him, treasure him, and be satisfied in him. Jesus is the living bread that has come from heaven, and he alone is the true source of spiritual life, both in this present world and in the everlasting life to come. The word of God nourished that crowd of 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. They were able to grow spiritually through that miracle. They needed to continue to grow and trust and believe. We know that each one of us needs spiritual growth on a daily basis. Part of verse 47 says, "The one who believes has eternal life. Death cannot destroy the life that Christ gives. The life he gives is eternal." Verse 51, "Here is the bread that comes from heaven." Another version of 51 says, "I am the living bread which comes down from heaven." This metaphor of eating and drinking points to taking within one's innermost being. Metaphors were often used during this time as Jesus was teaching. He is sharing that his flesh, his life, would be given for the life of this world. Bread is a symbolic representation of God's life-sustaining provision. Jesus can satisfy our deepest needs and make us feel that we are overflowing with blessings. When I saw my son's car, I cannot express to you, yes, I was crying. Thank goodness I saw Matthew first. But unbelievable, the blessings that I felt that God had bestowed upon Matthew and myself and those that were involved in that accident. Wow. I did have to shake out my hands because I think I drove like this the whole way down. I was like, oh, God is good. He is with us. He provides. And those who believe will have eternal life and be raised up on the last day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us see clearly, oh so clearly, who you are. Show yourself as you call your people to you. Help refresh us every morning. May we always come to your table, Lord. We give thanks to you for providing the way for us to be forgiven and to be in a righteous relationship with you, Lord. Your death would be an atonement for the sin of the world. Your death would be an atonement for my sin, for our sins. We believe and confess that you are the Son of the living God. As his children, we receive him into our hearts, giving thanks for his ultimate act of love for us. We are thankful for Jesus' many blessings and especially give thanks for his life, death, and resurrection.